Two Ranga women will be flying to Seattle. From there, they will continue on to New York, Paris, and then to Antananarivo, the capital city of Madagascar in Africa. Madagascar is an island nation located in the Indian Ocean off the southeastern coast of Africa, and this is where Ranga residents Janice Stamper and Nettie Kovalt will be spending 20 days on a mission with the Outreach Foundation. Stamper and Kovalt will be representing the Presbyterian Church of Wrangell, and more specifically, three boys. 3 years ago, Matthew Kovalt, Taryn Privett, and Curtis Wimberly decided they wanted to help children who didn't have what they had. Nettie Kovalt is Matthew's mother.
They started doing things, picking up pennies on the ground, and they raised over $1,500 the first year. Then they started getting organized, and they raised over $5,000 the second year.
The money was sent to Akani Avuku, a home for abandoned and impoverished children in Madagascar.
What they've done is they've taken children that are on the streets, and it started out as taking girls who were in danger of going to prison for misdemeanors like begging or things like that, and they're raising them, educating them, and giving them skills.
The money raised by the Wrangell boys has bought land for five families to build homes on. Through their efforts, the Outreach Foundation extended an invitation to Wrangell's Presbyterian Church to go on a mission to Madagascar. Since children are not allowed on the trip, the three boys will not be able to participate. But Kovalt and Stamper are more than willing participants.
Not in this lifetime did I ever think I would be going anywhere like Madagascar. And so it's way out of my comfort zone, but I'm really feeling strong that I'm supposed to go. So I'm believing that God will take care of that. I'm still freaking out in my own way.
As luggage, Kovalt and Stamper are bringing totes laden with items for the people in Madagascar. Their 20 days in the African country will be filled with visits to orphanages, churches, and the various projects taking place around the area, including projects dealing with HIV and AIDS, clean water, and planting orchards. They will also spend a lot of time with the people of Madagascar, eating with them, living with them, and learning about their culture. Despite being nervous about the inevitable culture shock, Kovalt and Stamper have done the proper planning leading up to their departure.
The temperatures they told us to expect between 65 and 85, about 100% humidity. We got our anti-malarial medicine, our typhoid prevention. We've already started taking that. Mosquito nets and, you know, all that stuff. We're getting as prepared as we can.
Even with the trip taking place, Kovalt says the effort is not complete for the three boys. Taryn, Curtis, and Matthew continue to raise money for Akani Avuku, and they have learned a lot about the great big world.
For these children to understand that outside there, it could be worse, and it is worse, and that's a reality. And to understand that at that young age is incredible. It's something that some adults don't even ever learn.
3 years ago, when they first started the project, the boys were given a photo of the children in Madagascar.
They still have their pictures of these children that they know they're helping. And it's given them great power to know that they can make that positive of an impact in someone's life that far away. And it helps their everyday life and their everyday decisions. It's been incredible.
Kovalt and Stamper will return to Wrangell in the beginning of May with many stories about their experience and what they learned. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.